What was that? That little stunt that you just pulled. You know the one. We were walking down the hallway and you tried to flag that person down for help? Did you seriously think I wouldn't notice? Well, for one, you weren't subtle at all. I could tell exactly what you were doing. Why do you think we got out of there so fast? Do you seriously think anyone would believe you anyways? I'm the perfect, innocent singer. And you? You're my obsessive fan. Who would believe you over me? So what if it's true? I thought it was what you wanted. You wanted all of my attention on you, and now that you have it, you seem to want to get rid of it so desperately. I just can't wrap my head around that. Why is that? My dearest, darling fan. Now that you have me, why don't you want me? Am I too much for you? I don't understand. I thought I was everything you wanted. Well, it doesn't change anything. You're mine. Forever. The sooner you let it sink in, the easier this will be for you. You simply need to learn your place. By my side. Stop ruining everything. We were so perfect. You showing up to every show, being so obsessed. Now that I'm returning your feelings, it makes you so nervous. You don't need time or space. You just need to accept that this is how it is now. You know, people are already starting to talk about us. I mean, you are on tour with me after all. All my fans are seeing you and getting jealous. This is the kind of thing most of my fans fantasize about, and here you are. I want you to appreciate the risks I'm taking for you. Do you have any idea what it does to my fan base? Them seeing me with you? How jealous and angry they're all becoming. Some of them have even been threatening not to come to my concerts anymore. All because my attentions are on you. Think about how many of them would kill for this opportunity. And yet have chosen you to have it. You're so lucky. And I chose you because you were devoted. I need you to continue that devotion. It's very important that you do. After everything I've risked just simply being with you in public, if you don't give me what I want, I'm kidding. I would never do anything to you like that. I love you too much. You know that. I love you too much. There we go. That's the attitude I like to see. All I want from you is to remember how it was. You always coming to all my meet and greets, giving me my favorite things. Buying every CD, every record I've ever released. Coming to all my performances, no matter how far away they were. I want you to remember that. It was so important to me that you were always there for me. My number one fan. I want us to go back to that and grow from it. Now that I finally have you with me, I simply want to express to you how important it was, and how much I need you. Everything that I do is for you. I can't survive without you. I need this to work. Please understand. That's why I love and appreciate you so much. You get me. You understand how complicated all of this can be. And you're embracing it with me. Even though it is admittedly hard. That it means so much that you're willing to go through these hardships with me. I think it only proves your devotion more, even though it is a bit daunting. What should we do about these rumors, do you think? I can talk to my management, ask them if it would be okay to say I was dating you publicly. People would hate it, but I want to show everyone that I'm as proud to be with you as you are proud of me and supporting me as you have been. I don't want it to be one-sided. I need to be just as devoted to you. Who else are you going to understand how serious I am? I suppose it would be a risk, but I don't want to leave you hanging like this. I don't want you to think I'm ashamed of you either. I'm not. Quite the opposite, really. But I'm sure you know that by now. You're right. It would get you a lot of unwanted attention. It's not confirmed yet, so the people hating are a small group of people. Confirming it would vastly increase those numbers. Are you sure? I mean, I don't want... That's true. Alright, okay, yes. I won't. Only because you're insisting. Of course it's a good idea. I was getting a little ahead of myself, I guess. Too excited, you know? I should still probably talk to management regardless. They need to know how to handle the rumors. Oh, no, they'll be pissed for sure, but... Well, they kind of need to know in order to address the situation. It's okay. And they'll be a little mad, but I mean, it'll go away. It's not exactly like I can help it. I love you. I can't just make these feelings go away. It's not how it works, you know that. All right, then. Of course not. We won't ever go public unless you want to. After all, it'll be you who they put a microscope on. I don't want to throw you into the public like that. Not if you don't want to. Not if you're not comfortable. But when and if you are, please tell me. I'm more than happy to show everyone how proud I am to be yours. I hope you know that. Well, dressing rehearsal is in about 45 minutes. Are you hungry or anything? What do you think we should do until then? I mean, surely we should do something. I don't want to bore you. I know all these shows and such must be pretty hectic for you, especially since it's not something that you're used to, but... You're right. We should do something relaxing. Help ease the tension. Take away some stresses. Here, sit. Cuddle, of course. What? Don't you want to? All right, then. Don't make that face. You make it seem as if you don't want to. Yeah, that's what I thought. Don't make such a big fuss then. It's only cuddles. See? This is nice. You're so warm. Have I ever told you that? Like my own personal space heater. You know, I actually was wondering if maybe there was any... Well, how do I say this? If there was anything else you wanted to do. Well, was thinking something along the lines of... like the things we did the first time that you and I became better acquainted. Do you remember? I do. I remember them so vividly. It's just you and I in here. Nobody would dare come in, not without my permission. So, why don't we? Well, for one, I'm very eager to know what you feel like. Well, we haven't yet, and I want to. Can we? Come on. You could take me right here, up against the wall, or here on the couch. Bend me over my makeup desk. The possibilities are endless, and I want to do them all, but for now, something short will suffice. You're right. It should be special, but I want to do it. Please. I want to. Really? I need to, yes. How should we? You're right. We should be looking at each other. It's important for our first time, don't you think? Here on the couch, then? I can look up at you if you wish. Sounds good to me. Here, let me. You're so... We haven't even done anything yet. And you're already... It's because of me, right? Right. That's silly. Of course it is. Aren't you excited? You've been such a big fan of me for so long. Now here I am, using your cock to make myself feel good. Isn't it exactly what you wanted? That's right. Oh my God. I haven't felt this good in so long. I've been wanting to know what you feel like. My biggest fan. My biggest fan's fat cock inside of me. Completely ruined. I guess I'll just have to take it off once I help with. Thank you. How's that? Better? Now that you can see all of me. And of course you can touch. You can touch as much as you want. Someone's really riled up now. I think that means we should keep going, don't you? I didn't know what to expect, but certainly not that. I suppose I should thank your previous girlfriend for those. The orgasms. Surely you learned how to pleasure a woman from her. Or whoever. I'm just thankful you get to use your vast knowledge with me now. How was I? Did I do all right? Really? That's good. Well, of course. I don't want it to be bad for you or anything. I want you to feel good with me. Always. I love you. You don't think anyone hurt us, right? I don't know. People walk through this hallway all the time. I think you and I should just lay here naked. Yeah. So what if my manager walks in? I cannot wait to see the look on her face. Oh, she'll be so pissed. But it'll be so worth it. Oh, you'll see. Pissing her off is so fun. It's the only fun thing there is to do around here sometimes. Although, I suspect that's about to change. With you here.